Even in the icy depths of a New York winter, love continues to burn hot and glow deep for Gina and her Freddie, who are here at the Marriage Bureau waiting to get the license to say, I do.
And what makes me feel special about my hubby Freddie is that he makes me feel like a princess all the time.
So what's it feel like to feel like a princess for somebody?
Fabulous. Definitely the boy of my dreams.
And what's special about my wife, Gina, is she's my best friend. I can talk to her about anything. She's like my psychiatrist, best friend, my lover, everything all in one.
That goes ditto for me, too, also, as well.
A young man named Leon says he feels loved when he and his wife can remain respectful, even when they disagree.
Like, when we fight, she wouldn't leave. Like, an argument would just, you know, bad terms. We'd always be together and try to work it out. She sticks with me through thick and thin. It's sweet.
Geneva says she was attracted by her fiancé's character.
He's just very patient with me. We've been together for over 8 years now, and today we're going to tie the knot. And I really thank him for his patience because at times I could be a little type A, and I think that's what I'm really grateful for. I think I picked the right person to marry.
For his part, Arwin says he appreciates Geneva's acts of kindness.
Kind of makes me a little more caring, you know, being more thoughtful about people and thinking about others.
But for him, the little things also make a big difference.
One thing is she always irons my shirts because I can't iron. I really don't know how to iron that well. My new job, I started wearing more button-downs. So, you know, every morning, even though she's, you know, can be potentially late for work, she still takes her time and irons the shirts for me.
Is it still warm when you get dressed?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, put it right on.
For Hassan and Nicole, it's also everyday kindness that makes them feel warmest.
She cooks for me. You know what I mean? Feed my dogs when I'm not there. And she knows how to pick my clothes better than I do. It's a whole assortment of things, but that's just what I can give you right now off the top of the head.
It is the train ride into the city today that is uppermost in Nicole's mind.
I was tired and I was just laying on his shoulder. And all of a sudden he just came over and kissed me on my lips. So that was sweet. And, you know, he's always caring, there for the kids, you know. Makes me feel appreciated. They always tell me thank you. Oh, baby, I love the food you made, and stuff like that, you know.
Tyreen says her fiancé, Kellyan, does things that make any day feel like Valentine's Day.
He buys me flowers randomly, and he gives me foot massages.
Do you have to ask, or he just goes ahead and does it?
That would defeat the purpose, wouldn't it?
It would.
What about her? Is there something that she does that kind of telegraphs to you the idea that...
You know, when I come home, long day, stressful day, she'll take care of me, she'll make me some dinner, give me a neck rub, you know, it's nice.
There's a lot of rubs going on.
Yes, a lot of rubbing.
A combination of nurturing and good-natured teasing keeps Ty and Elena in the love game.
He could bring me a coffee in the morning to my bed and wake up with the kisses.
And the coffee.
And the coffee. And I like when he's mad. That's when I imitate him.
She likes to mimic me. She impersonates me, does a fantastic job.
Can you imitate him right now?
I'm serious. Elena, let's go.
She makes me feel young at heart, and I'm just in love with her.
For Magnus and Monica, visiting New York from Denmark, love shines bright when the heart feels heavy.
Well, sometimes if I feel a bit sad or something, Magnus, he comes into the room and puts on a special song, and then he does a little dance and does a little mime, and that really makes me happy always, so that's really cool.
That's kind of,
what about you?
Monica is just always supporting me and also dance for me, as actually, if I'm sad. And every time she just looks at me with a big, beautiful eyes, and I'm just, like, in heaven. Yeah, yeah.
Some thoughts from the heart for this Valentine's Day. I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.